Music is far more than a multi-billion dollar business around the world. It is far more than the stuff that comes out of your radio in an unending roll. For some people, music, the right music, can transform one's way of looking at the world and even change lives. By music, as you may have guessed, I'm not talking about bubblegum pop or rap. I'm talking about a music form that has been called extreme for generations. I speak of hardcore. Music was a powerful social force that opened new ways of looking and thinking about and even living in the world. Music is more, much more than a commodity. Breaking away from the restraints of the past, this power of music must be recaptured to become a resource for people who are still not free. Sometimes, images and sounds get transmuted and changed when they enter new countries and different cultures. These art forms lend themselves to the new, but also take something in turn. Sometimes, in the name of the old, something new is created. And sometimes, what ails the old does not pass on to the new. Ghetto music, street music, indeed, not real music by the brains of the time. Who can deny that it is now a world music? And using new and old instruments made new music in different tongues, of different tempos. Is it surprising that an international people would create a world music? And as their music moves around the world, it transforms and will be transformed. As it changes, it will be changed. There are changes to come, as it must be, and has been, in every successive generation. May they come quickly.